Hello Mzanzi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another move-in shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and we're back with another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, pioneered by South Africa Wine. Over the past few weeks, I've been learning about the amazing initiative and how it is set to transform the South African wine industry, and of course, how you can get involved. Now, in this episode, we meet Nadia Heffer, who holds a BSc Viticulture Oenology from Stellenbosch University and an MBA in Responsible Management from Audentia Business School in France. She specializes in developing strategic solutions in the wine and FMCG sectors, as well as training and development. Nadia began her consulting career in 2018 and founded her own business, Hive Collective, that same year. And its philosophy closely mirrors Nadia's belief that collaboration is key to personal fulfillment and business success. With a footprint in viticulture, experience in hospitality and optimizing tasting room operations, and serving as a brand ambassador for a well-known wine brand, she's now involved in the Old Vine Project and other wine initiatives. Now, to me, it is quite clear that she has a lot of skills to transfer, and exactly why we have her with us today. Nadia, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, you have an impressive CV. It is very much clear from your bio. But what initially drew you to the wine industry, and how has your journey unfolded over the years?
Initially, I didn't grow up in the wine country. I grew up more up north. But the initial attraction to the industry was this unique blend of science and also working with people, working with food. And this was really my initial attraction to the industry. I then started my studies in viticulture and oenology. And it was during that time that I realized there's a lot more that you can do within our industry. You don't necessarily only have to become a winemaker or a viticulturalist. There is an array of different positions in this industry. And this has led me to a variety of different avenues, and it's an industry that I really, really enjoy.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting industry, and as you mentioned, there are so many career opportunities in that. Hive Collective and the Old Vine Project. Tell us a bit about that and how your journey has been in there. I'm sure there's been a couple of memorable experiences and also challenges. Maybe take us through that.
So it has been an interesting journey for myself to come to the point where I started my own business. So after my studies, I explored wine tourism and marketing. And then I realized I need to know more about business and the different aspects of working in our industry. And that path led me to complete my MBA in France, which was an incredible experience. And the MBA was focused on responsible management, but looking at, you know, what is sustainability, how to take care of your profit, your people and planet.
Yeah.
And when I returned to South Africa, I found myself in a position of, you know, starting to look for different jobs. And then I started consulting, and it started on a small scale. But soon enough, I had enough projects that was part of my portfolio that I realized there might be something here. There might be an opportunity for me to continue to work with a variety of different clients and projects. And I think this is something that I really enjoy, is to be involved with different aspects of our wine industry, whether it be from project management, social media, marketing, right up to training and development. I think the one element really supports and develops the next one.
Yeah. And of course, that kind of exposure opens up knowledge and experience that you build up along the way. Your role in SOWOP structure, maybe take us through that, and we'll go in briefly in terms of how you see your contribution to the structure.
First, I'm really looking forward to working with this team. I think it doesn't matter in what industry you are, what type of organization, education is really the starting point. If we know that our teams are trained and skilled and feel empowered, we can look at any challenge that comes our way. Also, I think the industry is changing in so many ways, and we need to have a workforce that is skilled, not only in what they know, but looking at other skills such as problem solving, such as working with uncertainty, working with how to address problems. So if we start developing these skills in our people, we can really take our industry to the next level.
Is that what motivated you to be a part of it and, share your experience and skills and expertise?
That was definitely a big motivator. And, just for me in a personal capacity, it just formed part of my journey. It came so naturally to have an interest in this organization that really drives education forward and that looks at a person to how a person in our industry can improve their career prospects, how we can develop a learning path for people in our industry. So this is, I really believe, is the core of what we should focus on.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Nadia, how do you believe that your contributions to skills transfer events impact the sustainability of the wine industry as a whole?
The sustainability to me, if I look at what the word means, it is being able to continue what you do for a long time. And this is actually a phrase that came up during a school that we presented with vineyard workers. And the question was asked to the audience, what is sustainability to you? And one of the learners responded, it means to be able to continue to do what I do. And I think in that regard, we need to take care of our people. That is one of the foundational elements, is to make sure that our people, that they are equipped to do their jobs. And I think what I can contribute to the organization is that skill to develop programs, to look at what skills are needed in viticulture and in wine, and just to work in our industry as a whole.
What do you believe are some of the key challenges facing the wine industry? Maybe looking at it from a secondary production phase, what are some of those challenges and how do you see those challenges evolving in the future?
I think in this context of education, I believe that we need to focus on not only having a space for people to go to university, but look at how can we reach a wider range of learners? How can we empower a person that has worked in the cellar for 25 years but doesn't have a formal degree? What can we do to establish a ladder of learning, a learning pathway for that person? And I think this is a gap that the SA wine industry professional body really can address, and I know that they will be able to provide that recognition for people that don't have the opportunity to have formal education.
Yeah. And I mean, that person has the skill at the end of the day. They have the years of experience. The only thing that they don't have is the qualification, and that is where SOWOP comes in and with this amazing initiative. Your message to people who aspire to contribute to the industry sustainability, do you have a message for them?
To firstly look at your heart, to find that passion. I think that is one of the key enablers of motivation. Look at your heart. What is your passion? Then apply your mind. Think about, you know, what can you do to make things better, to really make a change. And then be practical. Then it doesn't matter if you only have your heart and your mind. You need to act, use your hands, and really facilitate this change going forward.
I suppose that a lot of what we do in the wine industry and the agricultural sector as a whole has to do with passion and heart. And without that, it's, I suppose it's quite difficult to be successful in it. Looking ahead 30, 50 years from now, how do you envision the future of South Africa's wine industry, and how do you see your role in that evolving landscape?
Well, looking to the future, I definitely see myself still in this industry. I think it's a wonderful industry that will continue to grow. And if we get our foundations stronger, we have very good foundations already, but if we invest in education first, I believe this is a big focus area for us to go forward.
Well, there you have it, Nadia Heffer, owner of the Hive Collective and also involved in the Old Wine Project. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, the knowledge, and personal growth of those working in the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. With this wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking, so stay tuned as we delve even deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.